Okay, so we're going to pick up with our discussion from last week with Shita Rabbi Yochanan of Gezel and Nisayish Abayilim Shnei Meinim Chalim Lakdisho Zeh B'shil Zeinu Shalov Zeh Deinu Bershuso. So the main Chakira, the main line of reasoning that we were discussing over the last week was to what extent do you view competing Kinyanim or competing Bailos as undermining the first person's Bailos or the first person's Rishus and control over the object. So we have to look at, we have to distinguish between different kinds of competing kinyanim, and we also have to define what's considered a competing kinyan. So on the one hand, you know, when you're talking about gneva or gzela, so you have to distinguish in gneva and gzela between what has a full kinyan gneva, and what is a maisa gneva, or something that is gneva but doesn't have kinyanim for the gazlan. Because if it's the kinyanim that undermine the bailos of the nigzal, so in many cases without kinyanim, or cases with weaker kinyanim, so you might say that the nigzal retains his full rishus over the object. And then stepping outside of the realm of gneva, so gneva is unique and gzela is unique, because those two cases are cases where the competing bailos or the competing kinyanim are such that they really do undermine the initial rishus of the nigzal. But what about in cases where you could have consistent kinyanim? So a shoel or a socher. Right, so it's not per se true that the kinyanim of the socher are to the exclusive right or to the exclusion of the rights of the nigzal. So what about in those cases? In case of schiros and in case of sheila, does the maskir and the mashil, do they have the rights to be makdish the chefetz? What about cases where there aren't really any competing kinyanim, but the objects seem to have left Yerushas? So cases of aveda. So as a pikadon, that's avod, is that still considered birshus abaylam? Then finally, we also have to discuss milveh. Right, so milveh is a case where there's definitely a kinyan of the loveh in the actual mos. Ad kedikach, we say milveh lo tzad nitna. So what about your ability to be makdish a chov? That's question number one and two. What kinds of kinyanim are considered competing kinyanim? And how are we distinguishing between different areas of halacha? Question number three is, are we going to be machalik between what you're trying to accomplish? Are we going to be machalik between hakna, which we spoke about last time a little bit, and hektish? Are you going to be machalik between hefker and hektish? Are you going to be machalik gufa within two different kinds of hektish? Okay, so maybe it's going to depend on what you're trying to accomplish through this, or with this davar she'ena b'rishuso. Then we also have to figure out what is the chisaron of davar she'ena b'rishuso. What does it prevent you from doing? So does it prevent you from affecting any maisa kinyan on this object? You have no control, you have no bailo, so any maisa kinyan that you do is not chal. Right, if I sublet an apartment that I don't own yet, so bepashtos, the lease is not chal, because I never had bailos on the object that I sold. So what about over here? So is davar she'ena b'rishuso, does that prevent the maisa kinyan from being chal, or does that just prevent the chalos of the kinyan from going into effect? And then finally, we have the shayla of the Beis Shmuel. What about combining the shaloh of one person with the rishus of a different person? Do you say that shaloh and rishus are two competing kinds of ownerships? And since they're competing, they never could be combined. So you can never combine a rishus hanigzal with a rishus haganov. So what do we do in that case? So I'm not going to go over the makoros that we discussed last week, because we discussed them then. But we're going to continue with the makoros that we saw more recently. So Rashi and Bava Kama and Daf Ayin is a very puzzling formulation. When the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan, so Rashi explains, the whole ve'ena b'rishus ha-bailim ena yochala k'noso l'shliach. Since it's not on the rishus of the bailim, so I can't be makna to the shliach. Hilkach im avad yochala achsev l'tvua miyad ha-neman. It's a very striking Rashi, because Rashi doesn't explain this as being a case of gneva. Rashi seems to explain it as being a case of pikadon. And yet, the pikadon was eino b'rishus ha-bailim. So Rashi seems to explain the case of Rabbi Yochanan, or when the Gemara compares the case of Harsha to Rabbi Yochanan, so Rashi seems to assume that it's talking about a regular case of pikadon. And even within a regular case of pikadon, we're still saying that the bailim doesn't have the rights to be makdish. When the Gemara invokes, the Gemara brings Rabbi Yochanan to explain gezav lo nisyayishu ha-bailim. There's gzela, but there's no yish. So therefore, the bailam doesn't have the rishus to be makdish. But what about a case, a very simple case, a pikadon? So the pashas is, as the Rif Paskins and Daf Gimel and Beis and Bava Metzia, that pikadon kol heichab de isa b'rishus demara isa. So therefore, the mafgid could always be makdish his pikadon. But the Pashtus in Rashi in Bava Kamma seems to be Cholik. But even when it comes to Pikadon, you get a problem of Inna Damaknish Dabrshin and Bershus. So, what happened to Pikadon Kalecha de Isa, Bershusay de Mari Isa? So, the Ktsos, in Simon Kufchav Gimel, Simkadon Aleph, quotes this Rashi, and he says, how does that make any sense? Milosh and Rashi, Shekasam Yar HaNemban, Mashman de Lo Mari, Mimetaltli de Gzela. Vuhu Tamua, the Hapikadon, the Kuliyama, Yachala Hakdisha. Everybody agrees to this riff that you can be makdish it. So what the Ktsos tries to explain within Shitas Rashi is that Rashi doesn't mean a stam case of pikadon, it means dafka, case of pikadon, where the nifgad refuses to give it back and wants to be tovehim bezdin. L'chein, nir mizeh, muchach kidvarenu, dafilu b'metaltli pikadon v'tzayis dina, ela sheyesh lo eza taino tviya la pikadon, she'ena rotza nifgad l'hachzik ad sheyikav adin b'neyem. So that's considered davar she'ena b'rishuso, kivan she'eno ata b'rishus ha'mafgit. Even if the person is tzayis dina, even if he's going to come to Bezdin and listen to whatever the court tells him, since right now he's not giving it back to you, that's considered davar she'eno b'rishuso. Okay, so it's a big chiddush. Well, that's the Ktsos's opinion within Rashi. So you have two chiddushim here. If you take the Ktsos's understanding, send us the Ktsos l'shitaso, that even if there's not necessarily a competing kinyan, v'haraya, the Ktsos acknowledges for Rashi, kol heicha de'isa b'rishusei demara isa, so the Bailam retains ownership on the Pikadon. Afa Pichain, the very fact that there's a process that still has to be closed. You have to go to Bezdin, even though this guy is going to listen to Bezdin, that in itself makes a davar she'eno b'rishuso. So it's not a kinyan that's undermining the Bailos, it's just the very mitzias of having to go through some other stage. That's the Shita of the Ktsos. But is there a possibility to argue contra of the Rif that we will say Pikadon kol heicha de'isa is la b'rishusei demara isa? And therefore, the reason why you can't be makdish it is because of a fundamental chisaron in the ownership of the mafkid. So here we saw a very interesting shita of the... First of all, the Meiri actually quotes this day on Daf Vav in Bava Metzia. V'gdoli ha-poskim cholkim ba b'milve achar shal otzad ne'na ha-be pikadon kol she'en ba kfir v'lo sir b'rshus b'ilami. A pikadon is always considered b'rshus Habaylim, v'yesh cholkin af v'zu. Some people disagree and they think that a pikadon is not considered b'rishus habaylim. Below nearly devreim charchas avnua. So the Miri thinks it's not a sheet that you should take seriously. But we saw that the Ravan, in his parish, the Gemara Bava Kamma Daf Ayin, it's also in a tshuva and tchilas ha-sefer. So the Ravan thinks that this is the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Nahadai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, only Kinyan Igzela undermine the bailos of a Nigzal. Only Kinyan Igzela make it Eino Shalor B'Rishuso. But according to Nahardai, that's the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Ayin, they think even a Stam Pikadon is not considered B'Rishus Hamafgid L'Inyan Hektish. So Nahardai go one step further in terms of this understanding of Davar She'eno B'Rishuso than Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Nahardai, according to the Ravan, you have this Dea in the Meiri, that Pikadon is called Heicha de Isa is la b'rishusei de mara isa, and maybe that's what Rashi is getting at. Right. It means mamish and yerushus. Even a case of Pikadon where you're giving it to somebody else, that's not going to be sufficient. Now you have another interesting case. What about Aveda? So Pikadon's a little tricky because Pikadon is what we've been calling the embassy throughout the last couple weeks. So if you didn't understand the embassy analogy, then you're in big trouble. But we even calling this the embassy explanation, where the United States embassy in China is gufa considered the United States, right? It's considered karka of the United States. And you have a lot of nafkaminas in terms of you could go there for sanctioning and things like that. But you have a maftin and you have a nifgad. So the point is that yeah, it's true that the Nifgad has kinyanim in the chayfetz, but his kinyanim are there as a kind of embassy of my rishos. He's just an extension of my rishos. His kinyanim are gufa, indicative of my kinyanim in the chayfetz. It's cooperative bailos. So in a certain sense, there is another kinyan in the chayfetz, but it's a kinyan that's totally consistent with the kinyanim that I have. So what about a stam case of aveda? So Aveda is something that's physically not in my rishos. It's lost. Right? It's with Yish, it'll be totally out of my rishos. So you have Aveda. So here, on the one hand, there's no other kinyan in the chayfetz yet. It's just lost. So maybe it should be better than a case of Pikadon, because Pikadon, there's someone else's bailus, even though his bailus is a shlichus of my bailus. But on the other hand, it's out of my rishus, and I have no control whatsoever whatsoever on the chefetz. I don't even have rishus through a proxy. So do you say that Aveda will be better or worse than the Pikadon? So the Ritva in Bamitzia and Daf Lamed Daled is big chedesh, and he says that Aveda is called Hecha de Isa Rishusei de Mara Isa. So even if there's no one, even if there's no second party who serves as a proxy for you, the very fact that it's physically out of your control is insignificant with respect to undermining your bylaws. What? I think so. The Ritva and Daf Lamed Daled in Bava Metzia. I think it's a chiddush. I don't think anybody else says this, other than the Ritva. So you could just say, according to the Rishonim, the answer is that once it's out of your rishus physically, that's considered in a Bershusa. It has a din aveda already, and it's on its way out. Now, even within the world of kinyanim, kinyane gneva, so you have to ask yourself that you could have a quasi, you could have cases where you have a quasi kinyan gneva. Or you have cases where there's no maisa kinyan whatsoever, like the cases that Rabbi Kivager was talking about. There's no hagbah from the gazlan. But then you also have cases where there might be a quasi kinyanim or maisa gneva with an isra gneva, but you don't have full achrayas of the ganav. So there's one example that we quoted. You have the din of the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara wants to know what about gneva menas lemekat. So as Machlokas Rishonim, what does it mean gneva menas lemekat? Rabbeinu Tam understands that the gazan has no intention of being nana from the chefetz. He's stealing it. He has no intention of giving it back, but he doesn't want to be nana from the chefetz. He's doing it just to get you angry. The Ritva has a different understanding, and the Ritva understands that it's gzeila menas lahachzir. So you want to get him angry, but you're going to give it back to him a minute later. It's like what everybody used to do in elementary school or preschool. You grab somebody's pencil and you give it back to him 10 minutes later just to see how angry he gets, you know, for the minute in between. So she's all your... What? Everyone used to do it. I don't know. In Tiferes Moshe in Queens, that's what people used to do to have fun.
Before the iPhone and the Twitter and the Facebook...
So our Rebbeim then actually used to say that that's considered real gneva. Going to have Manasla Hafsir is gneva.
Did you apply the Ritva?
No, so according to the Ritva, that is Gzeil Manasla Mekat. But the Chassidus Shatamid Chacham in Tiferes Moshe didn't know that. The Rebbeinu Tam Shita is that of course it can't be gneva, because Maisim B'chol Yom, that everybody does it. So clearly it's not an Isser gneva. Then it's totally fine.
It's fine.
Right. So I don't think the Lamdanim in Tiferes Moshe knew the Minchas Kinach either. But maybe things have changed since then. Anyway, so that's two different sheets that we've shown about how to understand Gzeila Amanas Lamekat. So the Ktzos in Shin Mem Ches Aleph says that Gneva Amanas Lamekat is not Chayav Onsen. There's never a Chayav Onsen when it comes to Gneva Amanas Lamekat, because it's an Isser with a Maisa Gneva. I think the Ram has a Shita also. It's a Maisa Gneva without necessarily full Kinyani Gneva. So the Gazlan's never going to have a Chiyav Onsen. So what about in these kinds of cases, what would you say about the Din of Rabbi Yochanan and Gezel Lenosayashu Abaylim? You have another interesting case in Bava Metzia and Daf Chavav Mebeis, where the Gemara says, Magbiya Metzia Menas LeGozla. So you see a Metzia lying on the street, and you pick it up not to return it, but to steal it. So what's going to be the din in that case? The Ramban there explains, or the Gemara has the Shita, that you're considered a Gazlan, because you picked it up on Menas LeGozla, but you can't return it. It can never be Mekayim V'Heshev, it's like Zeilash or Gazal, because you picked it up at Toras Metziah. And since you picked it up at Toras Metziah and you're Zocha LeGamri, you're kind of Biyush, so you never have the right to return. If you do return it, it's Matana Ba'alma. There's no din, there's no Chalos V'Heshev, it's like Zeilash or Gazal. So Ramban asks, why is that? So he says, at least the way according to the Ketzos understands it, or at least the way the Nesivus understands it, is that it's considered a Gzela Shalom Rishos HaBailin. Part of the Hagdara of a Maisa Gzela, like Rabbi Yochanan, is that it has to be a Gzela Rishos HaBailin. But if it's already a Dover HaAvod, it's lost, So it's not considered Bershuso anymore. So you only have the Chiyuv Hashava or the Kiyum Hashava if there was a Din Gzeila Mirshus HaBailim. So according to Ramban, what you see is that this case, the Magbiya Mitzia Menas LeGozla, is a case where it's a Gzeila Shalob Bershuso HaBailim. And since Shalob Bershuso HaBailim, so it doesn't have the full Din of Gzeila anymore, and you can't even be Mekayim Beheshav Esa Gzeila Asher Gaza. That's the Shita of the Ramban. Now, the Nesivus explains the Ramban this way, but the Ketzos says no. The reason why the Ketzos is actually explaining the Ramban says the reason why you can't return it is because you are not to love Beheter. You actually picked it up Beheter. The Torah is mechayiv you to pick it up on in terms of a Heshiv Esaveda. So, Mimela, since you're Kone Betoras Beheshiv Esaveda, so you no longer have a Chiyiv of Heshiv Esagzel Asher Gaza. It's a very important machlokas here between the Ketzos and the Nesivus. For the Ketzos, the Ptur stems from the fact that you picked it up Beheter of Ashavas Aveda. For the Nesivus, the reason why you're Potter is because it wasn't really a full Maisa Geneva Mirshus HaBailim. This is actually very important, as you'll see in a second, that we're going to argue that the Shita of the Ketzos throughout is that Kinyane Geneva are downplayed. You have a Din Gazla, and the Gazlan has a Chavis and his Rishus. But he never transforms, he never is turned into the full bailim over the object. So the Ketzos L'shitaso is going to say the reason, you're not going to say that, oh, it's Shalob Rishus HaBailim, and therefore there's no full din Maisa Gneva. Because for the Ketzos, it's never about establishing full kinyanim in the Chefetz. So you're not going to say that, oh, you only have, it's only when it's Gneva Mirshus HaBailim that we say there's a din veheshiv esagzela, and since it's out of the Rishus HaBailim, now there's no din veheshiv. Because for the Ketzos, the fact that it's outside of the Rishus HaBailim is so less consequential when it comes to Geneva. For the Ketzos, the Geneva itself is really, it's not about Kinyonim per se. The Geneva is about the fact that now the Gazlan has it Shalok Kedin, as we'll see in a minute. But for the Nesivis, right, he's going to explain this as being a din in Kinyoni Geneva. The Kinyonim Mirshus HaGanav, Mirshus HaNigzal are different from when you take it off the street. That's a very important machlokas. Ketzos and Nesivus explaining the Shita of the Ramban about Metzia on Chaf Vav. Magbiya Metzia Menas LeGozla. So it's a case that combines Aveda and Gzela that gets you a Chumra that you can't be Mekayim Beheshiv Esa Gzela. Their machlokas is why. So we have another important discussion on the Ketzos in Simei Lamed Dalet, Sivkot and Gimel. The Ketzos quotes the position of the Rivash, who held that let's say you have a case of a Ganav, he stole the object, and now he splits it with his friend. So what's the status of his friend? So I steal from Isaac, and then I split it with Yoni. So the Shaila is, so Yoni is now being nene from a Davar HaGozel, and he has it in his Rishus. So the Shaila is he Pasul Eidos now. So the Yavash Paskin that he's totally kosher. So Tumim went ballistic. How could he be kosher? He has a Cheftza Shel Geneva in his Rishus, and he's refusing to return it. Yeah. I don't care that Yoni didn't do the Maisa Geneva. He's preventing me, or he's holding on to my chepetz and not giving it back. How could he be kosher le'edos? So the Ketzos says, you know what? I have a solution. And the solution is that you could only have one shame ganav. So once I come and I steal the object, even though Yoni comes and ends up with the object, so the Shem Gazlan is only really Chal on the first one. It can never be extended to somebody who's splitting the object with him. What's his explanation? El al-karchach, kivan dechvar gazlei, ve'eno bershuso dinigzal, sula mechayev mishum gzela. once the object leaves the reshus of the gazlan, of the nigzal, so you no longer could have a chiyuv gzela for anybody else. So for the ktsos, it seems that part of the hagdara of the maisa gzela here is that you're stealing mibes abaylim, b'shusa. Calls man that it's not coming b'shusa abaylim, so you can never passel somebody le'elis b'toras gzela. Whereas the tumim didn't entertain that. The tumim would say, no, you have the gazlan. The gazlan now has kinyanim in the chefetz. He stole the object, so now when he splits it with this other person, so he's also considered splitting the gneva. He's refusing to give it back. He's meshutif with the ganav, and he's possible edus as well. But according to the ktsos, it dafka has to be based on bailim. If it's not based on bailim, there's nothing to talk about. So that's the point. The point is that this is another quasi-gzela case. It's a case of gzela where you have the davar, the hanigzal, you didn't do the maisa gneva, you didn't take a mershus abaylim, so machlokas between the tumim and the ktos, whether you could say that he's possible edos for his involvement. What? It's a case where you have somebody who... This is the Ktsos in Simen Lamed Dalet Gimel. The Yavash Paskins that if I steal and I split it with somebody, so that somebody is still Kashal Eidos. The Tumim says that's inconceivable, because he's holding on to the object Hagazel, and he's refusing to give it back. So he's considered a Ganav also, and that's considered like Shlichos Yad B'Pikadon. It was also Liyade B'Hetera, he didn't do a Maisa Gneva, but the fact that you're refusing to give it back, that's considered a Gzela B'Fnei Atzma. So the Ktsos says, no way, because it wasn't Ganav Mibes HaBailim. At least in the case of Pikadon, so you're entrusted by the Bailim with his Rishus, and then you steal it, so you're considered Ganav Mibes HaBailim, Rishus HaBailim. That's a full Maisa Gzela. But over here, you took it from the Ganav. The Ganav is the one who did the Maisa Gneva because he took it from Rishus HaBailim. But now, there's no more Gneva left. It's totally outside the Rishus of the Bailim. That's the Machlokas in the Ktsos and the Tumim. Right, he's doing it. He has involvement in the gneva, but he doesn't have a lekicha mirshus hanigzal. So you can only pasul eidos if you take it from the base hanigzal, according to this ktos.
It's not really a quasi kinyan. It's just like.
So Shai says, what shame ganav can you have at all, if you have the gneva and you're refusing to give it back? But there's no lekicha mibesa nignav.
Does that mean that the Yivash, Ramah, and Ktsos are playing up the status of Kinyan Gneva?
The way we said it in Shir is that if you held that you have a Kinyan Gneva for the Ganav, then taking it from the Rishus HaGanav should also be considered taking it from someone's Rishus. But you should still be involved in the Kinyan Gneva. You could have kinyani gneva in the chayfetz if he's splitting with you, even if you're not the one who's doing the maisa gneva from stealing it from the person's rishus. Whereas for the ktos, no, it's taking it out of the rishus that's the problem. There's no such thing as transacting in kinyani gneva. So I'm not sure if we said this is the ktos l'shitaso in saying that goes l'abnas l'mekat is considered a maisa gneva without kinyani gneva. Because for him, kinyan gneva are not necessarily essential for violating the Isra of Lotignov and you could violate the Isra of Lotignov without establishing kinyanim in the chayfetz.
You want to say kizushitasa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what we suggested. Good. So we'll come back to Marketosis in a minute, but we're going to establish the pattern. What about stepping out of the cases of gneva? So what about cases of pikadon, where he's eno misariv? Cases of gzela, where he's eno misariv. So the gazlan already agrees that he's going to give back the object, but it's still in his rishos. So here you have a big machlokas. The Rif paskins in Bava Kamma off Daf Lamed Vav, that in case of Anan Yara Niyam Anan, that the case of Inam Asariv is considered Laber Suse. So even if somebody is already agrees that he's going to give it back to you, so it's still not considered in your Rashus, nor to be Makdish it. So Baal Mor is very upset. And the Baal Mor thinks that any time a person is acquiescent, that's already considered back in your Rashus, even though he wasn't Makne it back to you. The Ramban there argues, and he defends the Shita of the Rif, that's not in your Rashus. And the Ramban goes further, and the Ramban explains that even a Milveh is considered a Davar She'eino Bershuso. Yes, he has 2 points. Again, defending the Rif, that Davar She'eino Misariv is considered not Bershus Ha Mafkid, and that a Milveh is Lehotzah Nitna, and therefore the Malveh can't be Makdish alone. No. So over there, it's a case of it seems like a case of Gzela.
When you say how about that's before he spends money?
No, so it seems like after he spends the money.
But he spends money, it's not
Bershus.
Bershus.
I'm not sure that the Hegdish will be Chal necessarily on those actual Mos right away. Pashas the Hegdish will be Chal maybe when it comes back into your Rishus. Yeah. Not those coins, but the most that you get back in return.
The Ramban said that you can't buy the color.
Right. Because so it's Eino Birshusa.
Right. So, is that part to even before the guy spent the money?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
The Shilas are the people who think that you could be Makdish Halva. So, are they talking about even after he spends the money? I think they would hold it. It's not that the Hekdesh is Chal on those Mos, wherever they are, because they're spent.
Right.
It means on the loan that you pay back, so now it has the din of Hekdesh
right.
Once it comes back. But it couldn't be that it's Chal on the Mos that were spent.
Kalei
right. Chadisa.
The bigger Hekdesh is the Bikadah, or the bigger Hekdesh is the Mos?
In which way? That it could or that it can't?
That you could
do. If you could be Makdesh, the bigger Hekdesh you can Makdesh the Milveh. Right? If you can't, then it's reversed. Then you also have machlokas rishonim in argimar, whether or not you're machalik between a milveh bishtar and a stam milveh. So I think the Ran, in our sugya in Bav Metzia, so he's medayik that even when it comes to a milveh bishtar, so you still can't be makdish the hava, even though you have a full kinyan and a quasi tfisa on the chefet. Now the Ramban, so the Ramban's position again, so the Ramban in Bava Kamma and Daf Lamed Vav, so his position is that you're not able to be Makdish the Pikadon, even if the Gazlan says he's going to give it back to you. So even if he's acquiescence, your Hekdish is in the Chal. So he pointed out, this is the Ramban Lashitasim Bava Metzia and Daf Mem Gimel, where the Gemara there has a case of Tavar Vishasya, right? Either the Ganav, in a case where the Ganav broke the Dabra in exile, so he pays the higher amount of when it broke. But if the Dabra was Nitvar Mimela, let's say the Ganav stole it when it was worth a Zuz, and then the price goes up to be worth 4 times that amount, and then it broke on its own, Saramban says, the Gemara says, you pay the original value. Saramban says, why do you pay the original value? Because the Ganav was Kona, the Chefet, from that initial point, and that's when his Chiv comes from. And then Vaharaya, what does he quote? So clearly the Ramban sees Rabbi Yochanan as being a shear in the kinyan of the Gazlan. So since the Gazlan is konel inyan that the nigzal can't be makdish it now, so therefore the Gazlan is paying bishas mishas his kinyan, which was when? B'shah that he did the Maisa Gneva. So Ramban Lashitasu holds that the Kinyan Gneva is Chal Mishas Gneva, and that's Gufa, the same Kinyan that's going to undermine the Bailus of the Nigzal. Memela, even if he's Eino Misarev, so it's still his, because he has full Kinyanim. When he actually gives it back to the Nigzal, then it could be Makdish by him. Okay? So Ramban Lashitasu is playing up the significance of the Maisa of the Kinyanik Zela. But the Baal HaMor who thinks that Eina Misarev does not prevent, or a gzela with an Eina Misarev is still considered Birshus HaNigzal, so the Baal HaMor will say that the Kinyan and gzela aren't strong enough to require you to have a Maisa Chazara. The moment you agree to give it back, so now it's already considered in the control of the Nigzal. Now the Ketzos in Simon Reish Yud Aleph, so he's very bothered with the Shita of the Ramban. He says, how could the Ramban in Bava Kamma maintain that in a Misarev, in a case of in a Misarev, the Nigzal can't be Makdishit? So how does the Ramban understand the Gemara about Takva Echad Befanenu, or Takva V'Hikdisha? Why? Because the assumption of the Gemara is Ev Shnayim Ochs and Betalis, and then one of them is Makdishit, so what's the assumption? The assumption is, or is that there, or the, at least there's a tzad in the Gemara that it should be chal. So he says, why should the hektish be chal? Shnayim ochzin betalis. And so until he actually gives it back to you, it's considered in a bershuso. Even if it's considered a hodah, how does the hodah put it back into your rishus? He's still holding on to it. So Ketzos is very bothered by this, by the shita of the Ramban. So we explained that maybe the Ketzos siding with the Baal HaMor in maintaining that Eina Misarev is considered Birshus HaNigzal, maybe that's the Ketzos Lashitaso, who seems to downplay the Kinyonim that a Ganav has in the actual Chepetz. Since she doesn't have strong Kinyonim, the male of the Nigzal could still be Makdishit.
So Ketzos doesn't. That actually makes sense because what we were saying before.
I don't think we meant to say that there are no kinyanim whatsoever. No. For the Ketzos, the din of Rabbi Yochanan is more of a control issue. Right. But that's the Ketzos Lashitaso in holding that the right. Kinyani Genevans so in general are not transferring right. Whereas if you held like a Bekiva Eger, the significant change here is Kinyani Gzela. But the Ketzos holds that Kinyan Gzela are never really undermining the full bailus. So he's going to be more noted to say that the question of Rabbi Yochanan is a question of control.
Right,
so I mean, the case of Rabbi Yochanan is Gezel.
What?
Why
are we saying now weak
Kinyan? No, so the Shita of the Ramban is that now the Gazlan becomes a full bailim, and in order to give it back to you, he has to makne it back to you. It's not enough that he's in a Misarev. But according to the Baal HaMor, the moment you're in a Misarev, so now it's considered back in your Rishos.
Right.
So if you held that the Gazlan was Kona Legamri, so it's very hard to explain why you have the rights.
Right. And that's why
I'm not. Right, so the Ketzos, siding with the Baal HaMor, is the Ketzos taking a stance on his Shita that the Kinyan Gzela don't totally transform you into being a full Baalim.
Does everyone agree that there are Kinyan Gzela?
Yeah. Because you have to explain like certain cases of achrayis for the ganav. You could downplay the significance of the kinyani ganeva. V'hishtivas takzeil asher gazal is a function of kinyani ganeva, right? So you have to acknowledge that he has some rights. The shaila is, how extreme do you take those kinyanim? Do you say like the Gemara in Sanhedrin that there are certain cases where he never has to give it back, right? Or do you explain them in a weaker sense? Remember, so the Ketzos was the same person who before was saying that the reason why Roes Mitzias Chavero Veniskavin Legazla doesn't have a Chiyav Lahachzir, that's because he picked it up Betoras Aveda. Right? Venesivis was saying the reason why he's not Chiyav Lahachzir is because he picked it up Shelo Bershuso. So he has no Chiyav Lahachzir. So that the only way the Ketzos could justify the Gazlan having a full kinyan, not kedekach, he doesn't have to be machzir, is by saying that he picked it up b'torah sashavas aveda. So merely he has a p'tur from giving it back. Whereas the Nesivus was willing to entertain that you pick it up b'torah gezela, but there are cases of gezela that give you full kinyanim. Okay.
If you return the object, does he
mitayim? No, that's the Gemara's point. It's a din matana ba'alma. Yeah. Right, because he's a Gazlan. So the Gazlan takes out that Shavas Aveda, and he's also. Shavas Aveda, which takes away the Dina of Gazlan. That's what the Shonim are trying to explain. So that's why the Ktos of Lashitasa on all the on these different issues. So what about a case of Schiros? So Schiros is a case where, again, so the Nifgad has Rishus, but his Rishus comes from the rights of the Mafgid. So over here you have a Mishnah in Erechin, quoted by the Or Zeruah in our Sugya, where the Mishnah seems to imply that a maskir bayis lechavero. So if the maskir is chozer and makdish the bayis, so the hekdesh is definitely chal. L'man misham da maskir bayis lechaver v'hekdisho have kadosh. But there is a roz mechalik between a case where the socher paid the rent already and a case where he didn't. If the socher did not yet pay the rent, so then the maskir still has bailos on the schiros, because he has the rights of collection. If the socher paid in advance for the month, so then the maskir has no more rights to be makdish, because the socher already paid for his usage.
What's he being makdish?
The house. So I rent you a house, and then I'm closer ve'u makdish. So the Or Zeruah's Mechalik said, if you paid me already, so then it's totally yotzei from my rishos, and I no longer could be makdish. If you didn't pay me, then I still maintain a right of ownership on the house, and then I could still be makdish. So here you have a case where the kinyanei schiros are complicated ad kedei kach that the full ownership or the rishos le'inyan hekdesh is going to be determined by the nesinas hamaos. Right, that's very important. So the kinyani schiros are in between ad kedei kach that whoever gives them, at which point you give the most, is going to determine who's considered the bailim l'inyan and
Yochanan. The
inyan
and
Yochanan.
The
inyan
and Yochanan.
What?
The inyan does give the most. The sofer still can't.
After the themes. Correct.
It doesn't fully come to this. Not fully involved.
Correct. Well, it depends how you. It might just not be Bershusa. It's not so clear. No. Might be starting a Bershusa for the sofer. Ask Isaac about it. What? Well, it's not clear. It might be inverted in the way he understands the case. Let's take a look at it. What? Yeah, what? Okay, so he doesn't distinguish between Karka and Metalatlin here. He doesn't distinguish it. But the Ktsos in Simin Reshiyad Alis, Sifkat and Beis. So Ktsos quotes the Marshal and the Amshal Shlomo, who thinks that dafka by schiras karka, the maskir is able to be makdish. In the case of schiras metaltalin, the maskir fully loses his rights. That's what you wanted to say. Because karka kol echadisa b'shusay demari isa. Schiras karka, the maskir can be makdish. Schiras metaltalin, he can't. So Ktsos is very upset. Ktsos says, no, Adri, if anything, ipcha mistavra. I'm not sure why the ipcha mistavra, I'm not sure why you'd invert it, but he definitely thinks that the maskir retains rights even on the metaltalin shehizkir. Yeah. So the maskir could always be makdish the schiris of metaltalin. So it doesn't say, I don't think he says that you can't be makdish karka, but he just says if anything the opposite distinction would have been mistaver. I'm not sure why that's mistaver.
Wouldn't this be against the
tzitzis? Right, so it could be. No, so the point is that for the Ktsos over here, the kinyanim of the maskir, or whatever rights the socher has in using the chayfetz, don't undermine the rights of the maskir in being makdishit. And so even though the socher has rights of usage, it's still considered shalor bershus hamaskir. So the Ktsos l'shitaso is still downplaying. So Ktsos l'shitaso is downplaying. Right, the kinyanim of the opposing party.
Wait, sorry. What's the reason that you went by Gzeila, you can't?
It's a form of Vena Bershusa.
What's the bigger reason?
It's totally out of your control. I'm saying you have to distinguish. You clearly have, right, but I'm saying, all right. There are critical cases where everybody has to agree. Everybody agrees that Rabbi Yochanan says.
I know, so why? Everyone agrees that
Everyone agrees that there are Gezel and Nisayash Shnei Menachot Meshech. The question is, what are all the in-between cases? What are Ina Masari? What about Milva? What about Quasi Geneva? So Gezel is a case where it's a competing right of usage. The Gazlan's taking it away from you to the exclusion of your using it. A Masker and a Socher have a mutual agreement about how to use
it. Not
how
to use the object.
Who? The Masker. Right, but he's a kind of a shliach, or he's a kind of a nifkad for your rishos. So you're right, the marshal agrees with you, and the marshal would say, no, once you give it over to him, so he has full rights, and it's no longer in your possession to be makdish. But the ketzos is saying, no. His rishos is an extension of your rishos, since it's a mutual agreement, even though you have no rights of usage. Anybody have the ketzos in front of them? Oh, I have it. Kasa b'yam shel Shlomo v'hadi yochel lahakdish haynu bayis hamim mushkan o karka hamim mushkan de karka la'olam b'shusi demari koi v'al sachar behemto shar metaltalin o v'shkinam pshita dul yochel lahakdish mirab yochanan. Then the ketzos argues, and then he says why v'al lo ma sheyesh l'chaveru k'tzah shibud. At any time your chaver has a certain level of shibud, a certain level of kinyan in the chayfetz, like the metatalin, so you're no longer able to be makdish. Right, so the Yamshel Shlomo is saying, the Rif will tell you that in the case of pikadon, kol echadisu b'shusei demari isa. But in a case of schiros, in a case of sheila, it's not just like a pikadon, it's stronger than a pikadon. It's where the nifgad, the socher, the shoel, have kinyanim, which are rights of usage in the object. So those rights of usage undermine the rishus or bailos of the maskir and mashiel.
What about
second, so that's his distinction because you have rights of shibudim in the chayfetz. But the ketzos himself says no. Val nias daiti nira madepshitale the marshal lahai gisa dehula hepech. And he goes on to argue why metaltalin still are considered rishusi demara. So it seems like he's denying that distinction of alo mashiyish the chaveru ksa shibud. Right. He thinks the shibud is insignificant. What? Yeah, because you have rights of usage to undermine your bailos. So karka is called separate din of kol heichad isa b'shusi demari isa. Right, but it doesn't matter because karka still is always b'shus bailim, even if someone else is occupying it.
The
Ksashiva is not the distinction. Ksashiva is not the distinction between Karka and Metaltalin. Ksashiva is not the distinction between Karka and Metaltalin. Ksashiva is the distinction between Pikadon Bershus and Nifgad and Sheila Bershus and Shoel.
Okay.
Understand that? So the Chiddush is that Karkos, even though you have Mixas Kenyanim, it's still called Echadisa Bershus and Demari. So he says. Is everybody clear on that?
So if karka is a pikadon, that's the whole idea. Even if I can use it.
Right.
A mashil of my karka still
right.
Is considered a pikadon.
Because you're not kona the gufadavar even. Maybe you're only kona rights of usage. Whereas in metaltalin, maybe there's some sort of kinyan on the chefza for a little bit.
Specifically by
skiris and shela, not by pikadon. The ketzos also in Reish Sadi Aleph. So the ketzos argues on the Ramban and Daf Mem Beis, and he says, I don't understand why the Ramban ever connects the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan with Tavra Vishasya. I don't understand why you're invoking Rabbi Yochanan to explain why the Gazon is Kone Vishasa Gneva. After all, even the man da Amar who's cholik on Rabbi Yochanan and held Gezel Velonis Yaishu Abailim Shnei Micholim Lahakdisho, so he would still concede that you pay Kishas Agneva. So clearly paying Kishas Agneva is not Talya on Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Ketzos' his argument. So we pointed out that once again this is the Ketzos L'Shitaso. The reason why the Ramban equates them, it's because the Ramban holds that Rabbi Yochanan itself is a function of the high level of Kinyanim. But the Ketzos is saying that they have nothing to do with each other. Because Rabbi Yochanan is never going to be indicative of how much of a Kinyan you have in the Chayfetz. And perhaps the Kinyanim Gzela never tell you anything about your rights to being makdish, because the kinyan gzeila aren't strong enough to undermine someone else's maisa hektish. So once again, this is the ksos l'shitasa. Another ksos l'shitasa was a ksos in Simon Taf Vav Sifkat and Beis, where the ksos argues that isuri hana are considered shalova ena bershusa. That's why when you have a shar niska lachar shenigmar dino l'skila, so you can't be makdish the shar anymore. The ksos says shalova ena bershusa. Now other rishonim say it's isuri hana are enam shalo. Other rishonim say isuri hana are ena bershusa. But the Ketos thinks it's dafka this shalova eno bershuso that you find in Gzela. So we pointed out that if you really held that the din of Rabbi Yochanan is a din of kinyan Gzela, it's like a new kind of bailos that's undermined by competing kinyanim. So you never say that Yisuri Hana is like Gezavlonis Yaisha Bailim. Because there's no competing kinyanim in Yisuri Hana. All Yisuri Hana is an inability for you to use the chayfetz. Or there's a certain mufkas of the chayfetz from Yerushas. But it's nothing to do with kinyanim. So once again, for the fact that the ketzos thinks this is the same halacha, the ketzos is clearly holding that the din of Rabbi Yochanan is not so much a function of kinyan igzela b'chal. So one more point. The Ketzos in Simon Reish Yud Aleph Sifkat and Dalid quotes the Bach, who holds an Adam could be mafkir davar she'ena bershusa. Reish Yud Aleph Dalid. So you could be mafkir davar she'ena bershusa. Why? Because hefker is keneder. So even though it's not fully in your rishus, so you're able to be mafkir it. Davar she'ena bershusa. I mean, let's say it's a case of Gezelon Asiyashua Bailim, and you want to be Mafkir. Perhaps you have a Shana Bershusa, Kasa Bachiva Sabach de Mahani. But then he argues, Ve'eno Nira, Devada Kishim Shane Yachala Hakna Sula Hakdish, Kachnami Eno Yachala Hafkir Dever Shana Bershusa. So the Ksos wants to equate Hefker with Hektish and Hakna. So I think we just pointed out that maybe you would say that if you think that there's no, if you think that this is a different kind of a bailus over here because there are competing kinyanim, then it makes sense that you'd be machalik between different areas. And you would say, maybe you don't need shalo le'inyan Hefker. It's kind of a neder. But once you say that it's a din and just that you don't have control over the chayfetz, not necessarily because somebody else has kinyanim that owns the object, so then maybe you'll say that, yeah, I just don't have control over the chayfetz. So kashem that I don't have control, inyan akna and hektish, kach I don't have control to do anything to the object. Zeinu b'rishusi. Whereas if I held that, oh, kinyan geneva undermine my shame bailim, and therefore without a shame bailim I can't be makne, or without a din rishus I can't be makdish, then I might say, yeah, that's l'inyan these dinim, where there's maisa hakna going on, or maisa hektish. When it comes to neder of hefkers, then maybe I would say that whatever I have is sufficient. But once you're saying that it's just it's a din that is out of your control, and mele you have no shaykhas to the chayfetz, then maybe you would say that even hefker is not going to be chal. So that's our discussion in all the ketoses that seem to point in this direction. Because there might be some things that you just don't need bailus for. So you don't need bailus for a neder. I could take a neder on something that doesn't belong to me. So I could take a neder on some...
changing the status of that item. Just the code for the world. That's strange.
What?
So agrees or disagrees?
Disagrees with the Bach. Like, so thinks that Hefker is not chal. I'm saying that would work out nicely if you think that for the Ketzos, these things are just out of his control. So they're out of your control, in and Adarim. But if it was a bailus issue, so then I could say that even though I don't have full bailus le'inyan hakna, I would still say that I have control in anidarim. They're not necessarily habahatalia. So then it's the last, and we'll take a break for a minute. The last couple of questions, the last two questions when it comes to Gezelon is Aisha Abaylim is the Shaila of the Beis Shmuel. Could I be Mitzaref, the Shaloh of the Nigzal, with the Birshus of the Gazlon? And Beis Shmuel thinks that you could combine the two different aspects. So whether or not this is a Chiddush has been debated, but whatever it is, it points to the fact that somehow they're combinable entities. If Eina Bershusa was really a chisaron in your bailos of the chifet, it's hard to imagine that I could combine my bailos with somebody else's bailos to be machne something. Now, you're not dealing with shutfin. So it's strange that if I own mixas of the, if I have one kind of a kinyan and you have another kind of a kinyan, you know, it's strange to assume that we could just linearly combine them. By definition, the kinyan of the gazlon and the kinyan of the nigzal are competing kinyanim. They're exclusive kinyanim. So you can't just say, oh, we're going to work together and now be maktish it or be makne it to a third party. But if you say that reshus or control is just a tnai, it's a precondition for certain areas of halacha, then if the nigzal is, or if the gazlon is acquiescent and is willing to work with the gazlon, then perhaps it makes sense that the hekdesh could be chal. Good, Ezber? Mustaver?
Sounds similar to Eino Misarev.
What?
Sounds similar to Eino Misarev.
But it's stronger than Eino Misarev. Right? Because here you're working together to be makdish. Eino Misarev is a way of being misalik your reshus. Really. In a Messiah, the way that we've shown them all explained is that now you become a Nifgad Legamri. Here it seems like you're jointly being Makne the Chayfetz. Right? So I think it's a different point altogether. And finally, you have the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kama and Daf Lamed Gimel or Lamed Dalid. Whereas the Shita Mekubetzes thinks that the whole problem here is in the Chalos Hekdesh, that the Hekdesh can't be Chal until it comes back into your Rishus. But the Maisa being Makdesh, it was Chal. So again, so if you think there's some sort of total mufgalos here, you don't have bailos on the chayfets, it's very strange to assume that a maisa hektish that you did, or a maisa kinyan that you did when you had no ownership on a chayfets, or no shaykhs to the chayfets, that it's strange to assume that that will be chal once it's also ler shuso. But if you think that really the bailos is intact, and the kinyonim are intact, the only problem is it didn't reshus, it's not in your reshus, and the moment it comes back into your reshus, then the maisa hektish would be chal. So this might be actually important, that why would you need reshus as a tenai in being makdish something? It's not that I don't have bailos, right? If it was in bailos, then I couldn't be makdish b'chlal. But if you say that reshus is part of the hagdara being makdish something, or it could only be converted into hektish while it's in my reshus, and the moment it comes back, the hektish will go into effect. So maybe that's also the sheet of the Rashba that we saw in Bava Kama Daf Ayin, where he thought that the whole dinner of Yochanan, at least according to one day in the Gemara, is Eino Bershuso Le'inyan Hekdish, as Gzeres HaKosov, but it's still considered Bershuscha Le'inyan Hakna. So maybe the idea over there is, again, that it's not a Chisaron in your ability, Rishus is never a Chisaron in your ability to be Makdish. Rishus is a Tanai in the Hekdish being Chal. So that being said, Mimela, in the Makdish Davar Sheino Bershuso. But once it comes back in, then the Hekdish will go into effect. So those are the shitas when it comes to Rabbi Yochanan and Zevizah Eini Cholim LaHakdisha. Okay, so we'll pick up in a minute and we'll go into Kinyan Chalipin.